That is a cover of a Neil Young song, Like a Hurricane, by the band ESL from Vancouver. As you know, there's like a Neil Young sort of tribute show happening tonight with Lou Reed and everyone at somewhere. It's part of the Olympics going on, so that's why we did the Neil Young thing. Before ESL, I play some Safety Show, some Better Friends and Lovers, some GG, which is a brand new album featuring Nick from the band Piano. Mint Non is the name of the album. You're going to hear more about it because it's a really good album. The song I play was called Everyone Can Tell. That is sung by, I think, Ryan Beatty from Frog Eyes and also Chet from The Island. And I start off the set with some Dylan Thomas. Okay, the show is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR. And it's time to switch to the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Catamaran.
Seems like forever since I saw you last. Our time together happened so fast.
It leaves the past.
Tell me, you're just a man.
Listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, Catamaran, live on CITR. Hello.
Hello.
Do you want to introduce yourself to the people out there in Radioland?
Hello, people out there.
Hello, people out there. Why don't we start with Chelsea?
Hi, I'm Chelsea.
What do you play, Chelsea?
I play guitar and I sing.
My name is Joe and I play bass and sing.
And tap dance.
Yeah. Tap dance.
Is it gonna be tap dancing tonight?
I forgot my shoes.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Well, unless you have a spare pair of
them. Well, actually, I thought.
How do you know?
My name's Drew. I mostly just play guitar and headbang.
Headbang, yeah.
I'm Pam, and I drum.
Awesome.
I play the glockenspiel.
Oh, and the glockenspiel.
General percussionist, really. and fancy dresser.
Catamaran live on Seattle. That sounded great, the four songs that you play. Sounded fantastic. Thanks for coming out. Where did you guys come from? I sort of know this, but just for other people's sake, what is the history of the band? What is the genesis?
How did things happen?
Do a quick story.
Yeah, so I guess we Chelsea and I were living in Toronto a couple years back, and we sort of started Catamaran, and we played a few shows out there. We got the call to come back west and basically kidnap Joe and forced her to play bass.
Nope.
We chained her up to the actual bass until she actually learned how to play it. Her fingers bled, something godlike. And we actually had Katie Lappy introduced us to somebody by the name of Bernice Jane, who played drums for us for about a year. And then she moved to Edmonton to be with her man. This is a long story. So fast forward a bit, and randomly I get an awesome email from the lovely Pam, who said that she'd be into drumming for us, and it's been magic ever since. And that was probably last summer that we were introduced to Pam, and she's really solidified. She's basically the gelatin to most jellos.
Gelatin to most jellos.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, Toronto. Like, you guys are from out here, to be honest.
Yeah.
What are you doing in Toronto? Why?
Just to change.
To start a band, like everybody else.
Yeah.
I have an older sister who was living out there, and some friends, and we just wanted to move out and check it out.
Right. Right.
It's your city.
And
we wanted to be part of the broken social scene.
Yeah, were you part of the scene at all? Did you play any shows? Because Toronto is, you know, center of the universe, as we all know.
Definitely.
Were you getting, like, you know, every day when you're talking to record label dudes or you know, women dudes?
Dudes. Yes.
Dudes.
Dudes.
Peeps.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played a handful of shows out there, mostly poorly attended.
Yeah.
Probably are. And you know what? The funny thing about Toronto is it takes about 2.5 years to start to meet people. And we'd already made our commitment to move back here. And we met this guy by the name of Dan Gordon, who will be coming out in April 14th. There's a plug for a show at the Princeton with us. We met him, and he introduced us to all these people. And we were like, man, why are we leaving? These people are rad.
Yeah.
We'd already committed, and it was.
What kind of music does he play?
Country-esque.
Music to drink to.
Oh yeah, it's always good.
People.
Stop your foot too. Yeah.
People
stand-up
bass. Yeah, stand-up bass. People with mustaches would probably like it.
Yeah.
Lumberjacks.
Yeah, like, stuff I hate then.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
People who can't grow a beard. Hate
yeah,
it.
I mean, this is all name dropping stuff, but I'm pretty sure Jerf would really like it.
Oh yeah, name dropping Jerf.
Give him
the mustache.
Oh yeah, sweaty guys.
We can get a stick-on mustache.
Yeah,
we have them.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys are in Vancouver.
Oh, thank you.
Beats that.
We're glad to be there.
Toronto, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever about Toronto. I'm going to get you guys to play more songs, but can we maybe talk a bit? Well, people always want to ask me about the tap dancing, because that happens at shows.
Yeah.
Have you been tap dancing since forever?
Yeah, since I was like 7.
Yeah.
And so it was always sort of my dream to be in a band where I could actually tap dance in the band.
Was that a condition?
Then I kind of forced it upon them by writing a song with a tap dancing solo in the middle, and then we started playing it, and it was really fun. So.
And yeah. I'm going to be totally honest here. Like this, I would, when you first introduced it, I was like, oh, tap dancing. I'm never gonna work.
Well, I knew that you would say that, and that's why I had to write the song already. No. Right.
And then it was so catchy, and I was like, oh, this is gonna work really well. This is amazing.
I thought it was one of those conditions when you can never, like, you know, you can take me away, but I'm taking my tap dancing shoes.
And then she forgets them.
I know,
I'm kind of sad.
Next time.
Before we were ever in a band, Chelsea and I would refer to Joe as Tap Dancing Joe. And we've had many a neighbors really upset with us over over Joe's tap dancing across our floors. Maybe one or two.
How does the sound travel? Is it downstairs or I guess everywhere? I don't know.
Just downstairs.
Mostly. So do you I don't know what tap dancing is. Do you do it outside of this band?
Not really. Like,
just
I did
on the
it.
Street? I don't know.
Oh, I wish. I don't know. Yeah. No, I don't really wish that. But
you haven't heard of the Joe Tap Dance School of Vancouver?
Not yet. After this. I get started on Christmas.
Now everybody's heard of it.
Yeah.
That's
it's like
great.
The Go Academy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Joe Academy.
Nice. Like it. It's a keeper.
Okay.
No, it's good. It works well. For it's too bad we don't get to hear it tonight.
Yeah.
We'll get you back in.
Okay.
Let's plug another show. How about on this coming Saturday? You'll be actually able to see it because I'm pretty sure Joe will have her tap dancing shoes for a show that we're playing with Safety Show and the Still Fits.
At the Purple Crab, used to be called
the Purple Crab.
It's something else now.
It's called Las Barista or something like that.
It's used to be the Purple Crab. Did they change the sign?
Yeah,
yes, they did.
Yeah.
It's on Main between.
22nd?
It's on 22nd, right across the street from the Legion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Las. Okay.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Las Barista or something like that.
Or maybe not.
Is it like a French restaurant?
It's a. I don't know.
What Las? That's not Las.
It looks Spanish. But I don't know. It's got palm trees on it.
Okay, so yeah, check that show out. It's going to be awesome. Saturday.
Saturday.
And you guys just played a show yesterday.
We did.
Yeah.
Busy
very
busy people.
Yeah.
None of them Olympic related.
No.
Otherwise.
No, we, although there were Germans there. There were a lot of Germans there.
Oh, yes, so. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that because it's downtown, right?
Yeah. And they,
awesome.
They partied.
Catamaran live on CITR.
Dust turns brown, darkness is
little instrument change here.
Ready?
Yep,
ready.
Let's do it.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. In the fall and in the spring, he would sing the saddest song. I'd sing them back to him. I don't know what I don't know. I don't know where he goes. Where does my birdie go when he decides to leave? Does he have some funny songs he kept up his sleeve? If I kept him in a cage, he'd only sing for me, please. My songbird, return to me. Please return to song you could hope to hear, that you could hope to hear. A songbird in a little cage sings the saddest song you could hope to hear, that you could hope to hear. A songbird in a little cage sings the saddest song you could hope to hear, that you could hope to hear. A songbird in a little cage sings the saddest song you could hope to hear, that you could to hear. I know free ain't what you want, but it's what you gotta be. I know free ain't what you want, but it's what you gotta be. What you want, but it's what you gotta be. I know free ain't what you want, but it's what you gotta be. Be free.
Cover song.
And the resentment rises.
CITR. That sounded great.
Thanks.
So I heard that there is an album recorded, almost ready to go. Some sort. Recording, anyways. Not album, but.
You heard right.
With Jesse Gander.
Yeah, with the magic man Jesse Gander.
I don't know how I heard this. I think I saw it on the wall somewhere in the bathroom.
Yeah, probably. Oh, it's probably written in pee.
That's pretty skillful.
Last month, January,
yeah.
I think we recorded 2 days at the Hive.
It was fun.
It was probably November because Bison were coming in right after us.
That's sort of a change.
We were totally stoked with our 2 days, and then we looked at their like week and a bit block off of recording, and we're like, oh man, we love to do that. It's more or less done. I think Jesse last night said that he has a mix for us, so we just got to finalize it, and hopefully we'll find a home to release it.
What was the hardest thing about recording, if there's a hard thing about it at all? Just like in 2 days.
No. Calluses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there bleeding? No.
What's that?
There was no one was bleeding.
No.
Not this time.
No. Blisters, maybe. Blisters. Yeah.
Joe finished all her bleeding when we taught her to play bass. the hardest thing, I'd never been in the studio before.
Yeah.
But
having, Jesse is a friend of yours.
Him
probably was, did it make it easy? Would you have preferred somebody a friend, or
Jesse,
would you just rather somebody,
was
Jesse he telling
is,
you what to do anyways?
Probably the easiest guy I've ever,
yeah.
I can imagine to record with. He makes you feel totally comfortable, and even when you play something wrong, he gives you a compliment about how you played it. But
perfectly
then
wrong.
Then
let's do it again.
But, you know what? I feel like you could probably do it a little bit better. And he's 99.9% right that yeah, you can probably do it a little bit better. So
how much did you record? How many songs did it end up being?
Eight songs.
And are they like the songs you're playing tonight? Maybe. Or no?
There's. Some of them.
Like how did you pick which one you wanted to record?
I think we went with our newest songs to record because we're tired of playing
the
old ones.
Yeah, that's right. How often do you write new songs?
It sort of comes in, and probably every other band out there will say this, it comes in blocks. So, Joe will bring us on to practice, and me and Chelsea will bring a song to practice. And and then we work on them in blocks, and all of a sudden we'll have like two or three new songs all at the same time. But then we might go dry for a couple months, and then all of a sudden break out some more. So
yeah, okay.
Probably have to work on our consistency.
Oh, you have to make it come to you, I think. Website before we get back to more music. It's myspace.com/catamaranmusic.
Dot music.
You can actually do a dot now?
Well, yeah, there's another catamaran up there.
But I just didn't realize you can put symbols and stuff in the...
Yeah, apparently.
That's actually the first time I've seen a MySpace page where there is like a dot.
A dot?
No.
Like a dot. It's crazy.
Yeah, we'll have to go after that that catamaran band in like South Dakota or something like that. We actually would probably fit on a bill really well together because they are a similar sound.
Oh, yeah. couple more things. One thing I want to ask you before this is totally, Drew. I saw you on the ferry on the way back.
Oh yeah.
After Christmas, so are you dehydrating a lot of fruits and meats?
Yeah, man.
So the context is, I saw you and you were carrying two boxes of. Okay, the one was like a fruit dehydrator.
A juicer.
randomly for Christmas, I got two food dehydrators and. Which was awesome because it was one of the only things I really wanted for Christmas. So I took one of them back and got a juicer, and yeah, I've got more dried fruit around my place than I've ever had before.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of somebody who would have more dried fruit than me, but I don't think there's anybody. But yeah, thank you for asking. I should have brought some dry fruit for you guys.
Yeah. and some juice.
That's what juice.
Yeah. It's like this.
Maybe if you come on the. You see, if people come on the 20th, I'll hand out like dried mangoes.
Because on the ferry, you know, like people see you, they think you're going to be like the healthiest person ever. Like,
no, yeah. I totally felt like the healthiest person ever. It was.
Do you eat meat as well? Do you dehydrate? Can you?
I haven't tried meat yet, but I've definitely
like dehydrating some bacon, so that's pretty dehydrated.
I would, you know what? We're not big meat eaters,
yeah.
But we do some meat, so
awesome.
But I'll do some jerky. Make some jerky.
Catamaran live on CITR. We got about 10 minutes. If you got
two songs.
Awesome. Sounds great.
So this next one's called Apparition. We'll probably run it straight into Big Talker, which is our one that we close with most shows. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Tiara. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
I hope you have a great time. The website is myspace.com/catamaran.music. And you can see them, these guys and girls, Purple Crab on Saturday. The place used to be called Purple Crab on 22nd and Main. I'm sure it's still purple inside, Kevin. It has to be. On Saturday, with this band I'm going to play for you. And then after this, it's going to be Linus and Hypnotic Group, I think, even though I haven't seen them yet. So we'll see what happens.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks, Irene, for everything tonight.
Thanks, Irene.
Thank you.